morning. And welcome to First Congregational Church. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And we do have some announcements to share with you this morning. First of all, congratulations on making it through snow. It's not that much, but it's a nuisance. However, I call it mood snow. It makes everything look lovely, doesn't it? If you are in a position to help deliver poinsettias, would you please check the sign-up sheet that is out in the hallway out here? If you have a question about that, I'm assuming that you can see Martha Scavato, who is right down here in her assigned seat. So, so you can see Martha after church, and she'll be happy to answer any questions for you. Last call for poinsettia and luminaria is today. This is it. All right, make sure you get your orders in. And I know that Ray has an announcement. You're going to have to come here so everybody can hear you, sir.
Good morning. A couple quick announcements. Food pantry needs this month and always cereal. That's their priority. Christmas letters have all been mailed out, so look for those in the mail. And we have, in the pews, you'll have all the little envelopes in case you forget yours next week, okay? And please don't forget Trivia Night, January 10th, pass the word out. It's a fundraiser for Halo Haiti. Thank you.
We do have two other quick announcements. First of all, Beverly's Tea, which was scheduled for Wednesday, needs to be postponed. So we're going to postpone it. It will be rescheduled probably for some time in January. All right, so we need to postpone that as of right now. And this afternoon, here in our sanctuary, Novi Cantori. Novi Cantori has been around in the Pioneer Valley in this area for years, and they'll be performing here. Their winter or holiday concert will be this afternoon, and I believe that's at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, Mr. Weiner is telling me. So 2 o'clock right here, so we hope that you'll join. I know they will accept donations. So we hope that you'll be able to join in there. And if you have someone in grades 7 through 12, they can come to youth group today. We'll be meeting at 4:30. We're going to decorate Christmas cookies, and we're having pizza. So, hey, cookies and pizza, it's a well-balanced diet. Amen. And that's all we'll say about that. Let's take a deep breath in. And exhale. Let's do one. And let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship from the printed in your worship guide. Come away from haste and frantic busyness. This is the season for quiet waiting. Receive God's mercy and strengthen your hearts. A Savior is coming. God's love is near.
We want to hear your need, God's promises. We want to become patient and love all his tears.
God presents us with a high and holy way. Come before God now with praise and singing.
We sense the joy God offers to us. Our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior.
Please join in our opening hymn of the Father's Love Begotten, page 174.
Thank you. We are in the process of lighting again the first two candles on our Advent wreath to remind us of God's gifts of hope and peace. Today, we will also light the third candle, which is joy. We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of this light, there is joy. Joy that is ours not only at Christmas, but always. And micro joys are how we survive macro grief. When the young woman, Mary, learned that she was going to give birth to the Christ child, she was filled with joy and said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord our Savior, and our spirit rejoices in God." The coming of Christ fills all of us with joy. And as we wait for Christmas, we look forward to the joyful celebrations we will share with those we love and with our church family. Let us join together in prayer as printed in your bulletin. Eternal God, source of life, help us prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. Smooth out our roughness when it hurts ourselves and others. Lift up the hidden parts of ourselves, the talents, the visions, the tenderness, so that your love may be seen and your glory revealed among us. As this season unfolds, help us, like Mary, to rejoice in your surprising love. Fill us with gladness that we may shine as people of joy in a troubled world. This we ask in the name of the Bethlehem child, your Son, our Savior, as we join in the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. We turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Where I will begin at the start of the 35th chapter through the 10th verse. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, "Be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
We will now do Psalm 146, verses 5 through 10, responsibly. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea, all that is in them, who keeps faith forever.
Who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry.
The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
The Lord reign forever. Your God is the Son for all generations. Praise the Lord.
Our gospel reading comes to us from the gospel according to Matthew in the 11th chapter, where I will begin with the second verse. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
many people here remember dish detergent pads from the 70s and 80s? All those wonderful ads that were out there. Some of us can even go back even further because you've heard them on the radio. I remember seeing an ad for Joy dishwashing detergent. The slogan was, "It makes washing dishes a joy." Now, I don't know about you, but the only two times I have experienced joy about doing the dishes after a meal is, number one, when someone else is doing them, or they're finally done. However, the dishes get clean and they are eventually put away. Well, if that isn't doing it for you, how about Marie Kondo's Tidying Up with Marie Kondo? In her book that helps us to reduce clutter, Kondo tells us to ask, does this bring us joy? Sometimes we find ourselves going through our own treasures, and we know that we have to declutter. Now, in its own way, I think Marie may be onto something about the joy that we can feel today as we look through the readings from our scriptures. Sometimes we hold on to things that don't necessarily bring us joy at the moment, but they are sentimental to us and we simply can't let them go, even if it brings up memories that are not fantastic. But they're part of our lives, and they're part of our lives or something that happened in our lives. And we have to keep that object. I want you to keep that in mind today, too. But let's turn our attention to our scriptures, where Isaiah's reading today is practically dripping in joy. In a desert clutter, images of flowing water and lush greenery are signs of good fortune, of blessing and prosperity, and of course, joy. But does Isaiah go overboard? Turning the desert into a swamp, or the hardy grasses into reeds and rushes, river plants. There are pools and springs, and it almost overwhelms. Isaiah also gives some insight into the nature of joy. And joy is communal. Joy is shared and shareable. It helps us reach out and gather up others, particularly those who aren't yet experiencing joy. Strengthen the weak hands is a statement designed to help us be with others. It isn't strengthen your own weak hands, but strengthen the hands of others. And it is an imperative in the Hebrew. Get out there and strengthen. It may seem a little funny to find joy in a prison cell, but somehow John the Baptist manages to do just that, even in a deplorable situation. Isn't that a great word, deplorable? Don't you feel like you're back in second grade? That behavior is deplorable. But it describes John's situation perfectly. Deplorable. When he sends word out to discover if Jesus of Nazareth is truly who he thought he was and gets the response that he received, John is truly elated. All of this, even being thrown into prison, isn't for naught. Hearing that Jesus' ministry is going well in exactly as he thought it would be, John is strengthened to endure whatever will come his way. So, John found joy, even in a situation, being in prison, that we would not exactly find to be joyful. There are people gathered here in our church today who, in this season of joy, are struggling in situations about which we know nothing. They may even manage to put on a brave front and look as though everything is fine, when it really is not. Perhaps, though, perhaps, this is their way of spreading joy or finding joy in the midst of their suffering. For us, gathered here, the pink candle that we lit on this third Sunday of Advent signifies that the season of Christmas is truly coming, even though we think we're already in it. The true season of Christmas is really coming. We've spent our time during these Sundays of Advent reflecting on whether we are ready to accept the rebirth of our relationship with Christ as we prepare to celebrate his birth. I believe, though, that we are ready to hear the scriptures of his birth, the events surrounding it from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke that prepare us or even fill in some of the gaps for the birth of the Son of God. So today, I hope that we can experience joy in our lives, our hearts, in our souls, and we can bring joy to others to strengthen we cans. Whether it be to physically help somebody, to sit with someone and just simply be, to bring a meal, to bring some cookies. I don't need any. Bring cookies. Bring something that will strengthen for the holidays, especially if we think that somebody may be feeling not exactly joyful. Let's bring that joy to others. Our prayer, O come, Emmanuel. Let that be our prayer this day. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are mindful of situations in our world and in our region, right at Brown University. So we hold in our hearts those who have been injured, the families of those who were killed in a shooting at Brown University yesterday. We pray for people in Australia, a site of another shooting, in a Jewish synagogue. We pray for those people. We pray for the families of the victims. We pray for the people who were there and for all those who will mourn and grieve the loss of those people. We pray for the people of Westfield and our surrounding towns, those in need of our prayer. Those people who are on our prayer list. We pray today for our brother Roger as he continues to recover. And we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me. In the hushed anticipation of your coming, O Lord, kindle in us the desire to remain awake, that we might be ready for your coming and eager to pray. O God, in days to come, the mountain of your house will be established, and your joy shall reign. We pray for the church, especially First Congregational Church of Westfield, that you might continue to teach us your ways and that we might walk in your paths. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and you, O God, shall judge between the nations. We pray for our nation and for all nations, that your peace would be manifest in every corner of the earth. In your kingdom, O Lord, wolves lie down with lambs and children play with serpents without fear. We pray for the sick, the suffering, and those in distress of any kind, that you would heal all injuries, comfort all grief, and settle all wrongs. In your reign, O God, even the wilderness and dry land are glad and rejoice. We pray for those who rejoice this week as they celebrate their birthday or anniversaries, weddings, births, that they might obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and sighing might flee away. In the fullness of time, O God, you sent your Son to be born of our sister Mary, and his name was Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you for your presence with us, and we pray that you might always be present with those whom we love but no longer see. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Come among us, O God, and hear our prayers, so that when your Son Jesus comes among us with great might and in a manger mild, we might recognize his face and his voice and come to adore him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Osh. We are stewards of God's household, managers of the earth's treasures, but only for a little while. This time of offering gives us opportunities to invest in causes consistent with God's will for us, to offer the light of God's love to sisters and brothers living in despair. Let us not rob God by withholding what is already God's own. With that, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
wondrous way this offering will bless the community, and for the way it will help us live out God's mission, we dedicate these gifts. Let these gifts strengthen our call to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly. Amen.
Amen.
Before we have our closing hymn, I forgot two very important announcements. Number one, next Sunday at 9:30, we will have our regular service, but it will be anything but regular. We have the New England Brass coming back. We have our pageant. So if anyone wants to be in the pageant, children of all ages, ranging from born yesterday to 99, you can be in the pageant. We just need you to be here at 9 o'clock next week. All right? And look for Gail and look for Janet. And they will get you set up to be in the pageant. And I think it was really just one announcement. The second one is, of course, please join us for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our fellowship hall at the conclusion of the service. Our closing hymn, People Look East, is number 138 in the blue hymnal. God's love. Amen.
Amen.